Pot shops in Washington have 11 more days until they need to merge into the state-regulated system. Any dispensaries without state licenses by July 1st could have their marijuana seized. But the sponsor of Washington's legal pot law says she's worried too many providers are being left out of the licensing process. KUOW's law and politics reporter Amy Radel has more.
The ACLU's Allison Holcomb led the campaign for Initiative 502, which legalized recreational marijuana in Washington state. She says it's the right step now to bring medical marijuana providers out of the gray market and into the state system. But Holcomb fears many will fail.
It's still too expensive to open a business, too difficult to find a location, too difficult to comply with some of the regulations, and there's not enough guidance from agency officers in many cases.
State officials say they've almost doubled the number of marijuana retail stores to accommodate medical providers, but they received 10 times that many applicants. So many will be excluded from the legal system. In contrast, Holcomb says there was no quota on liquor licenses when prohibition ended, which helped get rid of the black market.
I just worry that we're making it too difficult for people that are trying to operate businesses in good faith to do so successfully.
Yeah, I think the system is difficult. It's not something that we created. It's in the initiative.
That's Rick Garza, director of the Washington State Liquor and Cannabis Board. He says the difference with prohibition is that marijuana is still illegal under federal law. So his agency has to impose tight regulations even as they try to draw providers into the system. A consultant's report last year estimated that in Washington, 37% of the marijuana is supplied by medical providers. Retail stores and the black market have slightly smaller shares. As of July 1st, Garza says unlicensed medical providers could face enforcement actions and civil penalties.
If we're aware of a dispensary that's or in a collective that's not licensed or registered with the state, we will likely go in and confiscate all of the marijuana that's at that premises.
If they continue to operate, they could face criminal charges as well. But many medical marijuana providers have been preparing for this deadline and have already sought a license or closed their doors. Meanwhile, some local governments have banned state-licensed marijuana businesses, at least temporarily. Last week, Holcomb said those bans would aid the black market. She urged the King County Council to do away with its current moratorium on marijuana businesses in unincorporated areas.
The harder we make it for people to enter that marketplace, the more likely it is that it will be reserved for the privileged. King County does not want to be on the wrong side of this debate.
King County Councilmember Kathy Lambert responded that local governments are trying to troubleshoot the unintended consequences of the law, including what she called the odor situation near some marijuana growers.
And they make me gag. I could not live next to them. And to say that we are trying to do this because we are getting in the way, we are setting the course for the country.
The Liquor and Cannabis Board's Rick Garza says 222 additional retail licenses have been distributed to accommodate medical providers. Many local governments objected. He says Seattle was the only city whose mayor and city attorney asked for more marijuana retail stores than the 42 they are now allotted. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.